this is Kenya, and welcome to my magical cottagecore life. Today, we're going to look at a time capsule. That's right. We're going to look at creating our own time capsule because we're having a very significant cosmic event happening on this Monday coming up. And I think that it would be really cool to have something to look back at in future years. Now, I may not be the one opening the time capsule for my family, but I think it'll be fun to make it. Just to remember that we were here for the eclipse and we were together. So let's make one together. Let's have a plan. And before we can do that, I need you to open up your big book of stuff and turn to the section on time capsules. Because today, we're going to make a time capsule for the eclipse. Let's get started. So one of the first things we're really going to need is to figure out what we're going to put all of these things into for this time capsule. Most of the time we use something metal so that it won't degrade easily, but it really depends on if you're going to bury it or keep it locked away somewhere. I have no intentions of burying this time capsule, so I'm going to use wood. It's going to be a wooden box, but it's going to be cedar, so there you go. And I'm also going to oil the inside with cedar and then seal it with a beeswax. Why? Why not? Because I don't want it to rot. I don't want it to be as susceptible to water, and I want it to not encourage pestilence or things to crawl inside of them. So that's why I want to do it this way. And a good cedar oil on the inside and a good cedar oil on the outside is going to help me get this wooden box ready. Another thing I'm going to need is a nice lock that we're going to make sure we keep this thing sealed with so that we don't open it before it's time. I'm also going to use a wood burning tool to write down the date of the eclipse, when everything was put into it, as well as when we are going to open it. I think 25 years is a good date. Next, we have to decide what we're going to put into the box. Well, the first thing I want to do is to actually buy a real-life newspaper and put the day's headline into the box. I'm not going to put the whole newspaper in there, just probably the first section. And I'm going to make sure the box is large enough for it, roll it up really well, and put a rubber band around it, and put it in the bottom of the box. Why? Because you want to remember what happened then. It'll give people in the future a good insight as to what was going on in the world, as well as how people wrote. You know, stylistically, the way that we write changes over time and with generations. So there's no telling how today's writing will look to someone 25 years from now, or even 50 years from now, depending on whether or not they decide to roll over the 25 years in the future. So it doesn't hurt to do that. If I can find a good magazine, like a Time magazine, no, I'm not sponsored, and it has it on the cover, I'm definitely going to put it into my time capsule. The next thing I want to put in there is something fun. So if I'm getting something during the eclipse, where I go, and I think we're going to Luna Pier, I want to have something quirky that's just there that may not necessarily be found everywhere. I live in Michigan. We love Faygo. We love Better Made potato chips. No, I'm not sponsored by them either. So I might put in a Faygo and a bag of Better Made chips. Why not? But what I will do is make sure that these things are sealed. I can't just eat some of the chips and open them up later and then just put them in and it's half full. No. I'm going to put the whole bag in, the whole bottle in, and call it good, okay? So I think that represents Michigan really, really well. Another thing is, if we're going to Luna Pier, I definitely want to put in some of those really cool seashells from Luna Pier itself. I'm from Michigan. I love Michigan. I'm made of the things from Michigan. I'm made of the sky, the sea, the sand. So I have no problem loving seashells and moving them to another part of Michigan, which is this box. So in Michigan. So I'm going to put a few seashells in there and maybe some sand from Luna Pier into the box. Another thing I would like to put in there is probably a selfie of myself, my daughter, my husband, and if other people want to pose in the image of us being there during the eclipse. Now, of course, we want to watch the eclipse, but all the things that are going to be going on around there, I'm sure there's going to be an opportunity for a wonderful selfie image. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to put that in there. And in 25 years, we're going to see what we were dressed in, what attire, and we're going to see how we looked and how my hair was looking, how my daughter's hair was looking, how my husband's hair was looking, whether we still have hair later. You know, maybe we have hair now, but maybe we won't later. I don't know. But it'll be fun to see what we look like. Like, my hair is dark now. It might be white by the time we open this box. And it'll be fun to look at and remember what it looked like. I might even put a lock of my hair in that box. Who knows? One of the things that's really cool about the eclipse is that you have to have special glasses if you're going to watch it. And they're not expensive at all. You can even go to the library and get them, or you can go to certain restaurants. You can buy them at big box stores or small town stores. They're everywhere. They're not hard to get. But I personally think that one of the greatest things about the time capsule is you can keep things that don't seem like they were that important, and they'll be really cool later. So I'm definitely going to put at least one set of those eclipse glasses into this box. Maybe all three will go into the time capsule. I don't know. But I think it'll be cool, and I'm probably going to sign them and date them. That way we remember when we were there and whose glasses were whose, and it'll be great. Who knows? Maybe they'll use the DNA to do some sort of genetic testing later. I have no idea. I'm just talking. We're going to see. Well, somebody will see. Did you get it? Glasses? See? Okay. All right. Maybe that one was bad, but it was like a half a mom joke. Another thing to put into the box will be the roadmap. If we are using a map. Personally, I love my Michigan map. I wouldn't trade it for the world. So I'll probably put my Michigan Department of Transportation roadmap, that little paper map that's like, what, $2 or free if you get it from the state. I'm probably going to put that in the box and use a marker and outline my route to and from the destination where I decided to view the eclipse together with my family. I think that'll be fun. It'll show where we came from to go watch the eclipse and where we returned home. I mean, who knows? Maybe they decide that, you know, maybe my husband will decide to take us to Ohio. I don't know. I'd rather not go to Ohio. Nothing personal, but, well, I mean, Michigan did win the Michigan-Ohio War. So, but anyway, you know, no hard feelings. But we did win. Yeah. But I'd rather not go to Ohio. And I'd rather they didn't. They didn't forget that we won. Okay, let me stop. I'm just being funny now. Maybe. And last but not least, I think all of us will either put in a letter or a postcard that we hand write into the time capsule so that whoever opens it can get a message from us on that day about our impressions, how we're feeling, and a message for the future. Why not? Let's really do it up. Then once it's all done, we're going to seal it up, lock it up, and not open it for 25 years. Why not? I hope that you'll decide that you want to do a little time capsule experiment as well, because I think it'll be fun. It's one of those things that you don't see every day. It's usually done by organizations, but why not do it for your family? You're your own organization, you know? And I think that, you know, my friends are talented and gifted, and they like to do unusual things, and we're friends, right? Well then, let's do it. Let's make time capsules. Let's make it happen. What do you say? I think this will be amazing. And you know what else is amazing? You. Because you come back here, episode after episode, sharing space with us in our own little shire here, our own little family, our own little community here in our own little world of our version of what cottagecore-ish is. And I'm so glad you share that space with me. And I look forward to sharing the space again with you here on My Magical Cottagecore Life next time.